low.
Let's go, 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 go.
Happy and carefree with the summer fun time sound of Channel 66, Big L.
Go, go, go.
Now in the handy Tough and Soft bargain wrapper and whiter than white TW between 9 and 12. Coffee breaks, pauses, and recipes. Remember, girls, relax with TW between 9 and 12. Tough and Soft.
I've got just 10 seconds in which to tell you all about Radio London T-shirts. Well, they're white with black writing on them, and they contain the new
message for 1966.
Now, I'm afraid you just can't hurry a message about Radio London T-shirts. You've got to take it nice and slowly
and point out eating beacon.
Look, don't take any notice of these idiots. Try one for yourself, ducky. They're 12 and 6, and you can get one immediately by sending a postal order with your name and address to T-shirts, Radio London. West
One. 1966 was to see the beginning of several new offshore radio stations, as well as the continuing popularity of the well-established ones, such as Radio Caroline and Radio London.
There was 40 last week, and it's jumped up to number 20 this week, and they were the Berries, a group that I've always admired. And, of course, he interrupts just as I'm about to do him a bit, you know, just as applause as we're going to start as I end my show, Double D's, fiddling around here with our expensive equipment. It makes it very difficult. Thank goodness I'm professional. Anyway, that was that was Midnight Mary from the Berries, and that's the party. Oh, we've broken it up again twice in a row. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We'll be around tomorrow. And once again, to open the show, I'll be saying hello. It'll be the last time for a week tomorrow. So I look very forward to that show. The weather and the Double D follow almost immediately. So till we meet again, this is your man with the music, Tony Winter, saying, see you round, like a record. Have a very happy day, a very happy week. And be sure you're near your radio tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And once again, I'll invite you to come.
I'll sing Matilda, I'll sing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
This is Radio London at Sea, exactly 1 minute past 12 noon.
Here's yours truly with the weather.
After a rather dull start to the day, brighter weather with some sun is expected later on this afternoon. Showers will develop this afternoon and temperatures will be down on yesterday. Today's high will be below the normal. 20 centigrade, 68 Fahrenheit, winds southwest and fresh. Fresh, here he is, the Double D, taking you right through till 3 o'clock. My colleague and pal, how are you, Dave? Once again, it's a great big hi there, and welcome to this edition of the 12 to 3 show with me, the Double D, going right the way through until 3 o'clock. And of course, as usual, my thanks to Mr. TW himself, the man of the moment, undoubtedly. Very nice show this morning, Tony, swinging us right the way through from 9 until 12, as per usual. Sorry to see you go off the ship tomorrow, but that's the way things go. Tony, you know, he's the only man who can play controversial records and really get away with it.
Baby, it's been me since you've been gone.
A new number 9 this week from the Man Friends.
But you left me with the strength to carry on.
In May 1966, Radio Caroline changed its wavelength from 199 to 259 metres, and a new radio ship, the Laissez-Faire, anchored 3.5 miles off Frinton-on-Sea. This ship housed two stations, Radio England with a pop music format and Britain Radio, which broadcast light music. Initially, Britain Radio broadcast on 227 metres and Radio England on 355 metres.
That's Boss Al of the Spencer Davis Group on Swinging Radio England. Somebody help me. This is England's most powerful offshore station, Swinging Radio England, home of the Boss Jocks and much more music. 17 before 4 o'clock, 355 metres on your dial. Manfred Mann, the number 2 sound on Swinging Radio England. Pretty Flamingo.
Fly, fly.
number two son on the boss survey from Swinging Radio England. That's Manfred Mann, Pretty Flamingo. It's 14 before 4 o'clock. Swinging Radio England on the air for broadcast test transmission. And we would like to ask you if you're receiving our transmission, and we hope you are, in the British Isles, also on the continent. If you would, please drop us a postcard or a letter to 32 Curzon Street, London West 1. And we would like to say thank you very much for the many replies we've had already concerning our test transmission. We are answering these letters and postcards just as fast as we possibly can. So if you could please drop us a line, we'll get you a reply in the mail just as soon as possible, and it would be greatly appreciated. The Boss Sound of Much More Music on Swinging Radio England. Flashback Sal with Marvin Gaye on Swinging Radio England. Oh, I've been doggone. Gary Smithwick on the radio. Ron O'Quinn at 4 this afternoon.
I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Soon after starting, the two stations swapped wavelengths, Radio England changing to 227 metres, while Britain Radio moved to 355 metres.
This is Britain Radio on 355 metres in the medium wave band.
Step up to a new level of musical velvet. Smooth sounds of the smart set, hallmark of quality, Britain Radio.
On June 4, 1966, another new station, Radio 270, began broadcasting from the converted Dutch lugger Oceaan 7, anchored 3 miles off Scarborough.
On 1115 kilocycles, they tell me, in the medium wave band, this is Radio 270.
Ever wondered what your favourite 270 man looks like? Well, now you can find out. Individual photographs of all the 270 men are now available. Postcard-sized real photographs taken on location in England. Send a postal order for 1 shilling per photograph, stating, of course, which DJ you want. And don't forget to send a postcard-sized stamped-addressed envelope. Write to Photo Offer, Radio 270, Scarborough.
After 6 months of unsuccessful broadcasting, Radio England closed on November 14, 1966. The 227 metre spot was then reopened under the name Radio Dolphin with programmes in Dutch.
A short while later, Radio Essex on 222 metres was renamed BBMS, Britain's Better Music Station.
The time is a minute to midnight, and I'm afraid that brings us to the end of our transmissions for today. Early close down tonight to facilitate engineering work. Don't forget, though, to join Tony Mandel at 6 o'clock on the weekend special program. BBMS broadcasts 24 hours a day from the Fort Knock John, 22 miles from Southend in the North Sea. So on behalf of the management and the staff of BBMS 222, Britain's Better Music Station, this is Richard Palmer wishing you all, wherever you may be, a very good night, good morning, and bye-bye.
BBMS continued until January 1967, when the station was forced to close by a prosecution under the Wireless Telegraphy Act.
A similar fate befell Radio City when on February the 8th, the station was prosecuted and closed down the same evening.
And the time right now on Radio City, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly 12 midnight, so from Alan Clark.
Well, what do you say? Simply goodbye and many thanks to everyone. I've enjoyed my spell on Radio City and keep in touch, okay?
Paul Kramer.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to say a very good night to everybody and thank them for the most enjoyable 10 months, and I hope that the listeners do something anyway to get us back on the air. Because tomorrow morning, when you switch on, there'll be nothing on 299.
RWB. Thanks very much, Tom, Paul, Alan, Ian, and everyone. I've had a great time. I've learned a terrible lot about what people can do under extreme conditions. And I've really enjoyed myself. I'm looking forward to something in the future. I don't know what at this stage. And for me, it's fine.
Ian McRae.
Well, just goodbye and good morning. And thanks for everything in the past. Been wonderful listeners. Without sounding too sentimental here, all the best of luck to you, and goodbye for now. We'd like to, just very quickly, if I can here, Tom, perhaps I know the other stations are listening to us right now. If you'd like to sort of pass on any sort of goodbye messages, we'll listen to them after we go off here in a few minutes' time, okay?
Fine.
Bye for now.
Right, well, many thanks indeed to all the lads, and of course, our two technicians on duty at the moment, Graham, and also to Phil, and also our two DJs on shore at the moment, Adrian and Eric, and our other technicians, Bill and Ian West. For me, Tom Edwards, for the very last time on Radio City, it's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
The Fort Base stations, like Radio City, had been proved to be inside territorial waters and therefore could be prosecuted under the Wireless Telegraphy Act.
The shipborne stations had up till now escaped prosecution because they operated outside territorial waters, but a Marine Offences Act designed to end all offshore broadcasting was being debated in Parliament, and stations like Caroline lost no time in pointing out the likely consequences.
The fight for free radio. The government's Marine Offences Bill comes up for its third and final reading in the House of Lords tomorrow. Time is running out. Radio Caroline, on behalf of its listeners, is appealing to the Lords to reject, or at worst amend this bill, which will hand British radio into the sole monopoly of the BBC. We now call on you to support us in this move. Their Lordships need to be shown that free radio means something very real to millions of people in this country. So, write to them. Tell them. Write today to Lord Sorensen, Lord Denham, Lord Strabulgi, Lord Strange, or any other Lord you care to choose, or write simply to their Lordships, the House of Lords, Westminster, London, SW1. That's their Lordships, the House of Lords, Westminster, London, SW1. And write today. Write also to your local paper. Telephone your local paper. If you live in London, bombard your national paper, your favorite daily or evening one, with letters and telephone calls. With enough voices raised now, loud and in unison, there may yet be some hope. Remember, we are not fighting to remain pirates. We are fighting for free radio in Britain, for an alternative to the BBC, for licensed commercial radio stations operated from shore, professionally and properly, offering the sort of station you want and the type of music you like. We are fighting for the right to choose in radio as in anything else.
Thank you very much indeed, Jerry. And that's it. It's a very true thing. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for just free radio, not just pirate radio, free radio, your kind of radio. So do help. Back to the countdown we go for the number 48 sounds this week. Mr. Otis Redding reviving a Beatles number. Babe, she was a day tripper, yeah.
Fire.
That's the Doors for you on the Electra label with a fantastic sound that is really happening for them at 9 minutes to 11.
Exciting fashion news, cookery ideas, modern home decorating and gardening techniques now features as a page mainly for women in the Kent Messenger. Don't miss Ann Mason's women's page in the Kent Messenger. Just eightpence every Friday. Read how the county clicks with the Kent Messenger.
Thank you very much there, Uncle Bill.
He played like he never played before. Horribly.
Poppycock! Says the Sunday Telegraph. The Sunday Telegraph says, pirate radio pop music is surely one of the few innocent pleasures which is fashionable today for young people to enjoy. But on August the 15th, the mighty apparatus of the criminal law is to be used to blow the pirates out of the water. And the following month, the BBC is to set about launching its own pop service. This, says the Sunday Telegraph, is a bad and foolish decision on all scores. It's bad because the criminal law should only be invoked to suppress known social evils. In this case, it's being used against people in whose debt many millions feel themselves to be. It's foolish because where a free service is being satisfactorily supplied, it makes no sense to ask a public corporation already short of funds to use taxpayers' money for the provision of pop programs which may well be less good than the free ones that are already in operation. The reasons given for pressing ahead with this bad and foolish decision, says the Sunday Telegraph, are sadly unpersuasive. Pirate stations constitute no tangible and manifest evil. To the young, therefore, the government's decision to suppress them can only appear as part of a deliberate, state-supported cultural war against any pleasure to which they turn, however harmless and innocent it may be. The police are already unpopular enough. To have them chasing after disc jockeys shows a lack of social imagination, truly and tragically characteristic of a socialist administration, says the Sunday Telegraph.
And if you get a couple of minutes spare today, why don't you ring the Sunday Telegraph? Just ring the Telegraph's office in London and tell them what you think.
Smile when your heart is aching. Smile.
In March 1967, Britain Radio changed its name to Radio 355 and Radio Dolphane became Radio 227.
Swinging radio.
227.
However, Radio 227 didn't last very long and closed down on July the 23rd. 5 days later, after losing its High Court appeal, Radio 390 closed, followed shortly by Radio 355.
Regrettably, we have to announce the closure of Radio 355 owing to the effects of the British government's Marine Offences Bill, which becomes law in mid-August. Radio 355 will cease broadcasting at 12 o'clock midnight this coming Saturday, August the 5th. Needless to say, all of us connected to 355 are very sad at the impending closure of the station. However, we do hope that you will enjoy the remaining programs coming your way on Radio 355.
Only four stations now remain broadcasting off Britain's coast. Radio Scotland, Radio 270, Radio London and Radio Caroline. The Marine Offences Act was to become law on August the 15th, and only Caroline announced its intention to continue. Radio London, with a star-studded final hour programme, closed down at 3 p.m. on August the 14th. DJ Keith Skews had this to say.
Greetings to you. This is Keith Skews, and saying, rather sadly for the second time around, goodbye. It was only some 3 weeks ago that I said cheerio before I went off on holiday, and now, having returned today and duly been suntanned on both my left and right kneecap, I find that the Marine Offences Bill is about to become law. The Marine Offences Bill, which forbids British subjects to serve on offshore radio stations. 15th of August 1967 is indeed a very black, a sad day in offshore history. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible, offshore radio that is. Over the past 3 years, a large number of pop stars have been born and a number of new record companies launched. Moreover, the listeners, you at home, have been well satisfied with the sounds emanating from your radio sets. Well, I briefly would just like to express my sincere thanks to Philip Birch, our managing director, and also to Alan Keane, the program director. Alan, incidentally, who doesn't want his name mentioned. And to all the Radio London staff at 17 Curzon Street, as indeed to the captain and crew of the MV Galaxy, the disc jockeys, and the engineers. And we mustn't forget the cook as well on board. All have helped to make 1966 and 1967 very happy years in the life of one Richard Keith Skews. And I'd like to thank you at home, the listeners to Radio London, most sincerely for being absolutely wonderful and for allowing me to lurk locally inside your radio sets. Well, Keith Skew signing off now, wishing you everything you wish yourselves.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
Wonderful Big L.
many listeners have just joined Radio Caroline South on 259 meters in the medium wave band. They've joined us because a sister of offshore commercial radio has just gone off the air, Radio London on 266. This is Robbie Dale, and I've just been listening to the last few minutes of Radio London's transmission. I've just heard her close down, and this is the time when Caroline would like to say thank you to Radio London and all the staff and DJs for the service that they have given you over the past year and two and a half years. We are now alone, but we will survive, and we hope and trust that we can give you, the listener, the same service that Radio London have been giving you for the last 2.5 years. And we welcome you to Caroline South and give our sincere thanks to all the staff on Radio London and wish them all the best in the future. And as a small token of appreciation for their service in the past, we would like to have just a 1 minute silence, and then we'll come back with sounds and take up the fight for free radio.
Radio Scotland and Radio 270 closed down at midnight the same day.
Well, we have exactly 60 seconds left, so I haven't said my goodbyes yet. Well, you already know my sentiments. I'm going to miss you one hell of a lot. And for me, Rusty, I hope maybe someday soon, in the not-too-distant future, we'll meet on the air again very, very soon. This is Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles in the medium wave band. The time is 1.5 minutes before midnight, and we're now closing down. On behalf of the 270 men, the radio technicians, the captain and the crew, and everybody on shore concerned with Radio 270, this is Rusty Allen wishing you God bless and Godspeed. Good night and goodbye. Radio 270 is now closing down.
With all but one of the offshore stations gone, an era had ended. Caroline continued defiantly until March the 3rd, 1968, when, for reasons best known to themselves, the Dutch Weizmuller Company, which tendered the Caroline ships, had them towed to Holland. Attempts were made to restart the organisation, but these were unsuccessful, and the offshore sounds of the 60s were never to be heard again. Radio Germany LP featuring the Offshore Sounds 1964 to 1968 was a Ray Gem production.